Today's Minnesota Reads is made possible by the bookstore at Fitgers, a full-service book and toy store located at the bottom floor of Fitgers on Superior Street. Online at fitgersbookstore.com. We've got a fabulous book to talk about this morning, and one that just says, Summertime in the Northland. It's called Scoop, Notes from a Small Town Ice Cream Shop by Jeff Miller. And Jeff joins us on the phone this morning. Hi, Jeff, and welcome.
Hi, thank you.
You know, it is, on the one hand, a story that many people from small towns will resonate with, but on a bigger picture, this is really, I think, a fascinating story of someone who does something that we all think about, but we never do. So let's set this up a little bit. Talk about your life before and what your life was like.
Okay, well, I was born in Minnesota. I was born in Browerville in north central Minnesota, but when I was very young, we moved to Chaska, just outside the Twin Cities. And growing up, I always had this desire to see the world, to do exciting things, travel, live abroad. And so, well, strangely, I ended up becoming a lawyer. But the one nice thing about becoming a lawyer is that it did allow me to do those things. I lived in Chicago, Washington, and New York. And then in 1993, I moved to London with a law firm that I was working for. And with them, I also moved to Hong Kong for 2 years. And then back to London, where even at that time I was getting a bit disenchanted with being a lawyer, but I moved to a legal department at a brokerage firm known as Solomon Brothers, which in the end became part of Citigroup, and I was there for 9 years. And about 9 years ago, I was thinking, I'm not sure if I wanted to do this for another 10, 15, or 20 years, or however long I would have to do that. And I suppose I didn't, when I decided to become a lawyer, I was focusing more on the nice clothes and shoes rather and travel rather than the actual work. But in the back of my mind, I would think about potential opportunities outside of law. And I would often, as I was riding the tube to work in London, I would read books like Peter Mayle's A Year in Provence or Francis May's Under the Tuscan Sun, where these people did these incredible life-changing things and reinvented themselves and had these incredible experiences, or at least they seemed like incredible experiences. My partner and I had bought a cabin near Hayward on Teal Lake, about 20 miles east of Hayward, back in 2004. And in September of that year, we were visiting. I have some high school friends who have a cabin near Hayward. And we were sitting outside of this ice cream shop, West Hayward Dairy. And it was the fall festival, beautiful day, and it was a very charming ice cream shop. It had this a lot of sort of kitsch factors, a beautiful old neon sign, and I actually didn't even, I loved ice cream as a child, but I never really ate much as an adult. You know, sometimes when you're adult and you don't come across ice cream shops very much, you try to avoid them, which is not a good thing, but you do. But I had an ice cream cone, and it was actually an ice cream that I'd never heard of, and it was Blue Moon, which, for people who aren't familiar with it, is an ice cream that's a bright blue, and it tastes like Fruit Loops. But I was eating that and enjoying it, and I then got a work call, and it was a call from London, and it, once again, all the pressure and of work and the stress sort of rolled back, and in the end, I couldn't finish my cone, and I had to deal with my work. But as we were leaving, my friend noticed that the ice cream shop was for sale. And that's where the story begins. And within a matter of months, we make these life-changing decisions and sell property and leave our jobs and move to Hayward, Wisconsin. And it's something I had never imagined I would do. I enjoyed living in cities. I liked the excitement of being in a city, but there was something that drew me to Hayward and a lifestyle as a business owner and an entrepreneur. And along the way, we ended up buying a seven-bedroom Victorian mansion that we converted to a bed and breakfast known as McCormick House. So Scoop is the story of our first year in Hayward, and looks at the community and all the new things. It was really one of the most exciting years of my life, probably, even though, you know, I wasn't in London or Hong Kong, and I was delivering milk and making ice cream instead. For whatever reason, the fact that I was doing something so completely different and alien to what I had done for over 20 years was exciting in and of itself.
Did you have any concerns about being accepted in a small town?
I think we actually didn't think about it much, and I think it's because we came to it with this view that, you know, we had made it in London and, you know, we could make it anywhere sort of thing, and we were focusing more on the business opportunities, and, you know, at the time we had met a number of people along the way, but as another friend pointed out, well, they were realtors, bankers, and other people who were helping you along the way. So, you know, it's not clear whether they would be friends. But in the end, it was, I had grown up in, you know, the upper Midwest, so I knew what people were like. And we've actually never had any experience in the first year that was anything other than completely welcoming. We took over two sort of iconic landmarks in Hayward, and there was clearly a lot of talk about what we were doing and what our intentions were, even though some of this we only heard in years later when people would tell us how, yeah, we heard, you know, someone was buying the dairy and they're coming from London, and then we heard, oh, they're buying the lumberman's mansion and they're coming all the way from London, and so people were somewhat confused or bemused by our activities. But in the end, it's a, you know, people who know Hayward know that it's a great place to visit, and it's a quite an eclectic group of people. You have people who've lived here all of their lives, but you have a number of people who've either retired here or who've done exactly what we've done. They decided they enjoy the beauty, the lakes, and the solitude, and they buy a business, a restaurant, or a lawn mowing service or something like that, and make it their home. So it's in the end, it not something we thought about and we're worried about. In the end, we there really wasn't any reason to worry about it.
You know, Jeff, the book is just a series of fascinating and funny and interesting, you know, little vignettes, excuse me, and snapshots of your life and your first, you know, the challenges, the ups and downs of your first year. And I'm, you know, of course, we encourage folks to read it because it really is a wonderful read. But would you recommend this experience, this life makeover for people? I love the part, again, at the beginning where you were walking in to talk to your bosses in your suit, and you just kept saying to yourself, I can still turn around, I can still turn around, I can still turn around, and you were going in to say, I'm giving my notice and I'm done. Would you recommend this experience to people who think about kicking over the traces and doing something new?
You know, and on the one hand, I do. I remember when I resigned, and it was a surprise to many of my colleagues, and at my going away party that we had, or our leaving party, people would come up to me and say, you know, I wish I could do the same thing. But, you know, we were in a different situation. We didn't have children who, you know, are, you know, college fees and other responsibilities, and it's hard to do because there certainly is a great deal of risk, especially financial risk, and we probably didn't give it as much thought as we should have, but in the end, we were only responsible for ourselves and our little dogs, and in the end, it worked out very well for us. But I think, you know, at the same time, you know, life is short, and I think, it, you know, it's something that people tend to do more. You don't just have one career, you know. It's I think if there's something that you would really like to do, or if there is for me personally the problem I had, the stress of the work and the long hours, the 12-14 hour days, was actually beginning to have a physical effect. I could feel uncomfortable, and I'm not so much a hypochondriac, but I was, you know, afraid that, you know, I could have a heart attack or something like that, just because I knew it wasn't healthy. And it's been one of the best things about this job is, or about this change is, although there can be the stress of running a bed and breakfast or an ice cream shop, in the end, if the most stressful thing is we run out of mint chocolate chip, and you know, I think we can deal with that, and I can put that in perspective a bit more than I could. could in the past.
You can have a scoop of Blue Moon and just chillax a little bit.
That's right, and that's what I try to recommend to people who come in and are unhappy with the fact that we don't have mint chocolate chip on a given afternoon.
Well, Jeff, thank you so much for joining us. I wish we had longer to talk. It was great to have you on the line, and thanks so much.
Oh, well, thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
Jeff Miller is the author of Scoop, Notes from a Small Town Ice Cream Shop. Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and also by the bookstore at Fitgers, a full-service book and toy store located at the bottom floor of Fitgers on Superior Street, online at fitgersbookstore.com.